With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Downtown Los Angeles designated an unlawful assembly zone by police after a weekend of violence, riots that followed a series of raids by ICE targeting criminal illegal aliens. Police and National Guardsmen were pelted with rocks, bottles, and other objects. Cars burned, major thoroughfares were blocked, and looters went on a rampage. The destructive turmoil prompting President Trump to deploy the National Guard.
In response to the unrest in California, the president said the deployment was necessary, and he's prepared to send in more troops.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
California's governor called the National Guard deployment unlawful. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote online that active duty Marines were on high alert. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald says his people are ready for whatever today could bring.
An act of violence, whether toward officers, demonstrators, or the public, will be met with swift and lawful action. Our goal is to maintain order without escalating conflict and to protect everybody's right to safety.
On Truth Social, President Trump vows to, quote, liberate Los Angeles. He says the city has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. The stars and stripes nowhere to be seen amid the chaos, but there were plenty of foreign flags, the red, white, and green, on display. Ukraine says Russia has launched the biggest overnight drone attack of the war to date, 479 drones in all. Hoping to end their tariff standoff, high-level delegations from the U.S. and China meeting for talks in London. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 16 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 12 points. This is SRN News. Divorce is bad for kids.
A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research reveals what we've all known for some time. When mom and dad split up, it's not great for the children. The report indicates that youngsters whose parents divorce face long-term problems, including lower income, increased mortality risk, and a higher likelihood of teenage pregnancy. About one-third of kids in America will see their moms and dads divorce before they reach adulthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo is already grappling with the long-running priest sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He has met with members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission for the first time. This comes amid questions about his past handling of abuse cases and demands from victims that he enact a true zero-tolerance policy across the Church. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is made up of religious and lay experts in child protection, as well as survivors of abuse. This is SRN News. There's a recall of some exercise equipment.
Bowflex is recalling millions of its adjustable dumbbells because their weight plates can dislodge and cause injuries. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said the recall follows over 100 reports of injuries, including concussions, abrasions, and broken toes. A notice from the CPSC says more than 3 million units of the product are being recalled. Bowflex filed for bankruptcy protection in March of last year and was acquired by Johnson Health Tech, which is refunding customers for the dumbbells in the form of a voucher or a replacement. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
China is reporting its exports to the United States fell 35% in May from a year ago, straining the economy. Customs data released today show total exports rose 4.8% in May from a year earlier. That was much lower than economists were expecting, down sharply from an 8.1% jump in April. More details, SRNNews.com.